Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we test the fences of life and make it so much more exciting of a journey. I know mine is. I hope I can help you get there too. So in this episode, we're talking about making the big decisions easy. We all have big decisions we have to make in life, right? Major decisions in your life can come in many forms. Getting married, starting a business, closing a business, changing jobs, changing careers entirely, or going back to school or picking a major, whether or not to have children, right? These are huge decisions. Buying a house. I can think of a ton of different stuff. And oftentimes we can get our decision down to like two or three options, often two. And then we completely struggle. It becomes really, really hard to make that final decision. We waffle back and forth and we lose sleep tossing and turning over which of these two things, right? It might be yes or no, right? Very often it is. Thinking about marrying that significant other, yes or no. Those are two choices. And even if you're not waffling over these choices, you should analyze them anyway. And only because it's important to get these big decisions as close to right as you can. So not wanting to make a mistake, we tend to get caught kind of paralyzed in this last step of deciding, or we tend to rush into anything. So that's not great. So one huge red flag that a good friend of mine told me years ago, and I have kept it with me ever since, is that if you're rushing into anything, I don't care what it is. If you're rushing into that relationship, that marriage, that job, that child, that house, that car, whatever it is, stop. Because that means, the fact that you're rushing into it means that there is an emotional basis for this decision, and it's probably a bad one. And boy, has that proven true. Now, for the times when you're not necessarily rushing into something, you're just trying to make a good decision, I've recently adopted a new method for these decisions that is so revealing that the decision will make itself. And I really wish I had had this technique when I was younger, but I hope it'll help you, so here it is. So the first thing you're going to do is list each option that you're trying to decide between across the top of a page, so that each option will have a column and you can compare them when you're done. So let's suppose your options are as simple as yes and no. Then yes gets a column and no gets a column. Or it might be something more complicated, to keep a business going or to shut it down, right? So each one gets a column. That's okay. So for each option that you're trying to decide between, ask yourself why you should pick that option. Really sell it. You know, list your reasons out. As many reasons as come to you, I want you to make bullet points for each reason why that is the option you should choose. And try to be really honest with yourself here about why you're drawn to that option. Make your best possible argument for each option. I mean, really sell it to yourself. Here's why I should choose this option. And list them all out in bullet points, right? Easy enough so far. And these things are usually easy to do because the bullet point reasons for choosing each option tend to be the emotion or the intellectual backup for your emotional draw to that decision. So for example, wanting to keep a particular business open might be, well, why? Oh, well, because it might make good money. And I've always wanted to be that entrepreneur that makes it, you know, that makes it big and things like that. You know, write them all down, right? And it feels like money and it feels like legacy and all these kinds of things. Whereas shutting down a business, that option, you know, why would you want to do that? Well, it might look like because it would give me more time and attention for something else. Maybe it's losing money or whatever, right? So you write down the reasons for choosing each particular option and really try to do your best sales job there for each one. Then for each reason that you've written under each option, here comes the fun part. For each reason why, boil it down to a one-word emotional trigger that is the root of that reason. So, for example, well, it might make a lot of money one day. What's the root of that? Greed. Right? The emotion at the root of that. And I'm not calling greed a bad thing. Sometimes you need to be focused on making money. But greed is at the base of it, right? What is the emotional root at the basis of these bullets? Greed, fear, ego, purpose, service, joy, compassion, love, hate. Get each one of those bullet points down to the one word emotion that it's at the basis of that reason why you should do it. And you are going to be in complete shock because what you have now is for each of these options, you have a bullet point list of the emotions that are at the basis of each. And think back on the big decisions you've made in your life. What were the true emotional triggers for those decisions? Were they based in fear? Some of them were probably based in love. But be really honest with yourself. And how did the decisions that were based in negative emotions turn out for you? I don't know about you, but for me, they didn't turn out well. Every decision I ever made that was based on fear or greed or ego or hate or sadness or self-loathing or anything else never turned out well. But every time I made a decision that was based on purpose, service, joy, love, passion, good things came from these decisions. And so if you look back in your life and kind of analyze that, you'll see the connection. And so I found that when you get down to two options and you just can't decide, it's because your human mind, which is the source of greed and ego and fear and hate and so on, is arguing with your soul, which is the source of service and purpose and joy and love. The mind is arguing with the soul. The soul wants one particular option. The mind wants the other, right? Negative emotions are drawing you towards one option and positive emotions are drawing you towards the other. That's why you can't decide, right? Because you're literally sort of fighting with yourself. But if you look at these bullet point lists of the emotional roots of your reasons for wanting to each of these options, it's going to be amazingly clear. If you choose the option based on negative emotions, you will have a negative outcome. And if you choose the option based on positive emotions, you will have a positive outcome. It's that simple. So think about what big decision you've been trying to make lately. And what are the emotional roots of your reasons for each side? Which side should you choose? This is a really, really fun exercise. Now, what's really important here is that you've got to be super honest with yourself about your reasons for wanting to do it. Be honest and be open about it, right? This is a private exercise that you should do by yourself so that you can feel free to be really, really honest about it. So that is a technique that I will be using for the rest of my life on to help make big decisions easier. Not just easier. Make them so ridiculously simple that there is no question as to what is the right answer. So I hope this helps you as well. If you have questions, comments, you can send them to questions@koabd.com. You can also register at katherinecolleen.com, and we can also chat there. So let me know so that I can be helpful. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.